You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And in our final piece for the hour, I speak to Northcote electorate MP Shannon Halbert about moves to manage crime in the area. A warning that this piece briefly mentions domestic violence. If you would like to tune out for that reason, the piece will be finished in about 5 minutes at approximately 12:55. Join us again then. I started by asking Shannon for an overview of the measures that have been taken so far.
Yeah, I've been really pleased at the amount of work that we've been doing to launch our community policing team. We've expanded from two community constables that people know and love and remember well up to seven. So that means that we've got a community constable for Beachhaven, Birkenhead, for Northcote, Glenfield, so on and so forth. A constable that can engage directly with the community. They know local stakeholders, community houses, schools, so on and so forth. And that's come about because we've increased the number of police on the beat since 2017 when we come into government by 116. So that's a massive effort to ensure, I guess, that we have the right number of police out there supporting our community and responding to the issues at hand.
And is this an evidence-based approach? Is police presence the best way to deter crime? Are we doing that in conjunction with any other strategies?
So my sense is it's got to be about a number of things, and having more police on the beat is certainly a priority in growing that workforce. But the other part is looking at preventative measures, ensuring that our young people in our Beachhaven, Birkdale community, Northcote community, are not signing up to gangs, that they're in school and learning and training, and that people are in employment. We're having a conversation at the moment with a liquor store in our most vulnerable community opening up. There's sufficient supply elsewhere. So we've got to get on top of the things, I guess, that enable people to participate in crime and prevent it from happening.
What has the move been in response to? Are there members of the community expressing their concerns? Is there data about increasing crime in our community?
Yeah, so my sense is that the RAM raids have really raised concern amongst community members, as it should. These are a very small number of incidents. However, make it very real for our local community of what risk is out there. When we look at the overall crime rates in our community, they're actually about the same as pre-COVID. Family violence continues to be our number one area where we need to improve things. That concerns me a lot, and we've been taking measures locally to ensure that we have active programs to support family that are at the hands of violent spouses or causing harm to their families. We've got to respond with resources to the issues as they arise. And while RAM raids are sort of very high on alert in the media, we've got to focus on the actual crime that is in our community, and family violence is one of those areas.
What kind of resources are we looking at for family violence or domestic abuse survivors?
Yeah, so we've been working with ANCAD, the Community Development Organisation on the North Shore. Through government funding, we've allocated tens of thousands of dollars to get people on the ground to support these families directly. What we've started to see is post-COVID is that across Auckland, those family violence statistics have started to come down, but the North Shore is actually a lot slower than the rest of Auckland. So we've got to ensure that we're asking for the resources to get family support that needed at this time.
And have we been seeing tangible differences as a result of these measures? You mentioned that crime has actually been the same since before COVID. Is it just the increased presence in the media that maybe is making some people worried?
I think a number of people are rightfully worried about the RAM raids. They have spiked, but when we look realistically at the other areas of crime, that's where we see the consistent or lower than pre-COVID levels. Of course, during COVID, the criminal activity dropped away because everyone was safely isolated in their homes, but we've seen that start to come back. I go back to the need for prevention, and that's about ensuring that our young people in our community are supported and that they're prevented from signing up to gangs. So we've included things like mana and mahi in our community, he potama rangatahi, which works directly with young people in the North Shore to pathway them into jobs and train them in different areas. we need to continue that work to ensure that those that need that support have those resources available. And we have some great community organisations to do that mahi.
And I've read about a new 7-person community policing team for Kaipāraki established. How does a community policing team work?
When I was elected as the MP for North Coast, people raised with me time and time again that the Beachhaven Policing Centre was closed and the community constable was taken away. That happened under the last government. Since that time, I've wanted to ensure that we have good community engagement from New Zealand Police with communities just like Beachhaven and Birkdale, that they have a friendly police face that they can go to, and that we have somebody who understands the direct needs of our community, families that may be more at risk than others, and that they can keep in touch with issues as they arise, when they arise, and respond accordingly.
That was me speaking to Shannon Halbert about the moves to increase police on the beat and other strategies to mitigate crime in the Northcote electorate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.